One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind. Above the dark despair shines a light.
You are listening to Radio RMN. This is Raylan Allen, and this is the first time that you are hearing this show brought to you via my new iMac. Now, none of my headsets work with this, so I am using just the microphone that comes with the iMac. So I sincerely hope it's going to work okay. If it isn't, the Micro Effect knows that they can call me on the telephone, and I'll do the show on the telephone. My guest today is Ron Amitron, and once you have heard just a little bit about who Ron is, I am sure that you are going to be just as thrilled with having him on this show, the Thursday show, as I am. But Ron is going to be our Monday host in the Monday 2 to 4 spot that Radio RMN, the Real Media Network, is going to be picking up. Okay, Ron was introduced to me by our friend Ed McCabe, and most of you who've listened to Radio RMN for any length of time know Ed McCabe, and if you don't, you can go over to oxysulfur.com, and you can find out all about Ed McCabe, because all of his links to all of his different pages are on there. Ed introduced me to Ron by sending me some of his clearing exercises. I tried Ron's chakra clearing exercise, and I instantly knew that Ron was one of the most powerful healers on the planet today. It was the most powerful clearing that I have ever experienced. Last night, I was invited to join their conference call, and I found out so many things on that conference call that we're going to be sharing a lot of them with you today. I never knew that when you sold a car, or you gave clothes away, or you gave anything away, or even the jewelry that I make and sell, that I'm putting a part of me in those things, and there's a way that you can claim that part back. And so I definitely claimed it all back last night. Anyway, Ron, are you on the line with us? And I don't hear Ron. So the micro, can you figure out what is going on with Ron?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, Ron, one of the things I'm going to ask is, who are you? Or maybe I should ask, what are you?
Oh, that's good. Who and what, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm from Source Energy. So this may sound a little strange for some people, but I'll try to describe my way of seeing it here. So Source Energy creates spirits, and I use the word creation, lightship. That's where I'm from. This is Source Energy. It's a lightship. I use the word ship because when you go to it, when I take people up on the conference calls that I have, you actually go into rooms that materialize, and these are the healing room. There's also many other rooms here. There's rooms that actually have different types of body parts from all different life forms that are created from the light. So everybody on the light ship is a light being, which is what I am. But when you leave the light ship after that creation, then you go out into the universe of light. So I don't leave. And for myself, I came back here this time to help people for ascension. This is my first incarnation since being the healer in Jesus 2,000 years ago as a light being. Before that, I was here 3,000 years ago. And so this is actually my second, to my knowledge, as far as being reincarnated here, or actually incarnated. I don't reincarnate on this planet. So I came in here as a life being. Had to learn how to live on the planet, because everybody has their genetic cellular memory in their body kind of telling them how things work here. I don't have that. My energy was from that was taken away. I'm probably running maybe a few percent of what most people actually have. This is why I'm able to do healing. So I'm a light being. I live in the moment. I live out of time. Everybody on the planet is living in a time-based reality. And the time-based reality can be slowed down or stopped. I can do that for people if you wish to experience that. I'll do it right now. It's one of my sample clearings here. I'll be doing a lot of clearings on my program that I have for samples where you can actually feel how fast the light works. Now, the light is in out of time, so it's in the true moment of now, where if I take you out of time, I'll just take you out of the time-based reality. And I can't stop your clock. I can't make things around you, like, disappear or become stationary. But I can take you and bring you into the stop moment of time-based reality. Remember, if you think of a sine wave where it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. In the center there, the zero point, the flat line is where time is stopped. I can take you to that point on the timeline. But here we go. I either use the word stronger or I count numbers. Because I have to command the energy. All healing is a command. So here we go. I'll count to five to stop time for everybody listening. Here we go. And look at things around you. You'll notice that you're going to be unported from the your computer, pictures, clothing, you know, whatever you have around your chair, maybe a TV set. No, right now you're going to see it as an energetic life form attached to you. I put you into zero time. On the timeline, it's now going to be just like an object, and they're all going to have the same energy to them. Here we go. So no emotional energy. That's duality. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So right now, time has stopped for you. And look around and see how you're experiencing life. This is what they call being in the now. Not the now that I live in. This is now that they talk about to become quiet, build up your spirit, etc. So how does that feel, Raylan?
Well, it's very interesting. At first, I felt I was out of body looking down on everything. Is that what people feel?
They could. Everybody has their own experience, but that would be one way of putting it. Because
yeah,
you're like unattached to everything around you, because the duality keeps you here.
Okay. And then, you know, when I realized that you were going to call on me and I had to say something, I very quickly went back into body, and it was sort of like I went back in with a jerk. Does that sound right, too?
Yeah, yes, that could happen, uh-huh.
Okay, wow. So, Ron, you were born like a regular human being, or was the body there and you arranged to take it, or how did that happen?
And my body was a regular body like we all have here. I'm definitely human. Although I did not come into my body until around the age of 7.
Okay.
And so let me think here if that's even correct here. I'm trying to say because I came into Jesus at the age of 7. Maybe it was like 6 months or something. So being in the moment, it's hard to get information. So I have to go into the light shift energy to figure out what I'm going to be talking about or saying. And then also I have to get into this duality realm of being here on this planet. So it is definitely different to do switchings of energy. So I believe I came in at 6 months in this lifetime.
Six months.
Yeah, it's 6 months.
I know that people like Albert Einstein, they say that he didn't come in until he was 4 years old. And, of course, he didn't talk until he was 4 years old. So the psychics that say the spirit didn't enter his body until he was 4 years old are corroborated by his parents, who say that he didn't talk until he was 4 years old. And so it'd be interesting to know if maybe he was a light being, too. Do you know?
He was not, no.
He was not, okay.
Frequency doesn't matter.
Well, why are you here? Are you to help the whole planet to ascend?
Yes, that's what it's about. I'm here to help the Earth Spirit do its ascension along with the people living here. So it's the same process that happens every 2,000 years. The light chip, what we call it now, we're talking 2,000 years ago, and Jesus was talking to you. Jesus would be telling you that name would be Father. So it just changes throughout humanity. And every 2,000 years, everybody has this wonderful window of opportunity to leave the planet. Because here you're stuck in this, I call it a prison planet energy. We're controlled here heavily by the alien agenda, mind control, and abductions and everything else. And I can talk a lot about that. I didn't really choose to go into those arenas when I first started doing my healings. They wanted me to come out in 2005 to start ascension healings for people. Remember, when you do the ascension, you have to have your physical body cleaned out of density. So the Bible, I'm not necessarily well-versed on the Bible. I did go to, a Christian church when I was growing up, but and I was just watching as the minister would talk about the healings of Jesus. I'd actually see him in full color. I thought everybody else saw that, but I saw the healing that he was doing when they talked about this and that and the other. And I still have that exact recall now. That's who I was in his body. And so maybe I'll just talk about that to kind of get people to understand what it's like to be a light being. So initially, the body of Jesus had what's known as the Immaculate Conception. So what happened was his body was actually stripped, we'll say, of the DNA coding in the body so that as he would do healings, he would be able not to take on the energies of the judgment and corruption because the energy has to go through a conduit. He was a conduit here. Physical body was through the light ship. And this is much like in my lifetime. When I do a healing on anybody, the energy goes through me to the light ship to be released. So when Jesus was doing his healings, I was one of the light beings that came into that body temple. And he had many light beings coming in. Now I was doing the healing. Another interesting person that was here in this lifetime, and there are a few that are here also that are not activated because they could not hold the frequency. They just became like regular human. But the other person that was here that held at least the information, and this person would not go to the light chip like I do with people. So I have a special, like we'll say, access code to bring people to the light chip for healing. Now, this person, everybody has heard of, and he was here quite a while ago. Her name was Princess Diana. She was here from the light dip in that body that she came into. Remember, we have to pick a body. And she was here for the humanitarian mission to raise consciousness of people to be a little more humane. That's what she was here to do, that education. And everybody, when you think about her, you think about her funeral, you think about what she was doing for humanity. That was because she was a light being in the physical body that she chose to come into. Doesn't matter what the bloodline is or anything else, makes no difference. You have to pick a body to, or whether it be good or bad or indifferent, makes no difference.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you mentioned Princess Diana because the same person, the same psychic who told me about Albert Einstein said there was another, well, first of all, let me finish up what she said about Albert Einstein. She said that he was a very famous scientist that didn't die until 4 years after Albert Einstein's body was born. Well, the same psychic said that Princess Diana lived in her old body for 6 months to a year before Diana, after Diana was born. So it would be very interesting to find out if Diana developed as a normal child, you know, from zero to, say, age one, when the other body died.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, I don't have much information on that. it's only like on a need-to-know basis. I know about all the healings, but I normally don't cross into other people's particular lives. What I can say is that when Princess Diana did leave, and I was watching the TV program, you know, with the funeral and all the information there that a long time ago, she did come in to me. I called her spirit when I found out that she died, and I called her spirit, which I normally would do anyway to people. And she almost materialized in my room, and then she stepped into my body. And all of a sudden, I could feel, I felt like a woman, basically, as far as where my body felt. And the energy of her was very strong. Her voice was just as loud as it would be normally. You were talking to somebody in the room, same with you for about a week, and it was quite an interesting experience.
What did she teach you during that time?
She just talked in a little bit. I can't really remember too much, but I'm in the moment right now. You see,
it's hard to bring back recall.
Yeah, so basically, she turned over her mission to me. And at the time, I thought, you know, that's nice. You know, thank you very much. You know, I knew I was doing you know, Lightship Healings, but not underneath the name of Lightship. But I was here doing healings on people with miraculous results a lot of times. So that's what I was doing. And she just happened to come into me, which I thought was very nice. I felt wonderful. I thought I was pregnant at the time. And I really have not followed up on, you know, what happened to her after that. You know, there's different things about conspiracy things, about what could have happened. In fact, what I will say is that my programs that I'll be having, I don't get involved with maybe how bad the governments are or talking about things about that. I'm strictly here to help people to clear away their densities for attention.
Right.
So I'm not, I don't get into anything that's political whatsoever.
I wrote one of the first books on the death of Princess Diana, and you now go on Amazon.com and you put in Diana Queen of Heaven, and you'll see they're selling for $500 the first editions. I'm still selling them for $30.88. But anyway, I had a source that gave me the most incredible information on why she was killed. And it was to use her image as the goddess Diana, which was, you know how the environmental movement wants us to worship the goddess Gaia, and EPA regulations are now becoming the Bible of the green movement. And that's what her image was going to be used for. She was going to become not the goddess Gaia, because the pictures of the goddess Gaia are really kind of ugly pictures. But the goddess Diana has always been a beautiful goddess, and they're just going to use her face for this new religion that is a new environmental religion, which will pack all of Agenda 21. And at the time I wrote the book, people didn't even know what Agenda 21 was. I wrote it in 97. It was published in January of 98. And so, and like you, I told people at that time that she was pregnant. And you know what is very amazing, Ron, is I believe the child is still alive. Because the child would have been, you know, within viable terms, you know, 4 to 5 months along. And it took an hour to get her from the accident, you know, to 3 miles away. So what did they do in that ambulance for an hour? See what I'm saying? I think they birthed a child, and somebody's got that baby somewhere. Of course, there are also numerous witnesses who have testified that they saw a blonde-haired lady dressed the same way Diana was dressed and looking very much like Diana run out of the tunnel before any of the police arrived and ran right past the paparazzi. So there are people who believe that she's alive, that she did not die in the accident, that all of it was, you know, either made up or somebody else was in the car who died. Anyway, Diana had to have been a soul that was so highly ascended, or the entire world would not have mourned over her. I mean, it was almost like we were mourning over the death of Jesus. I mean, isn't that the way you felt?
Yeah, and you know, it was the light being in there. So when her body did die, you know, her spirit came to me. A lot of times, the spirit leaves prior to things happening too. So all that I know is that her spirit did come to me, and yes, it would be that same energy. You see, the energy of the different frequencies of light are the same. So, in fact, I'll bring her energy in if you'd like to experience that.
Hey, that would be great. We would all love to feel that Princess Diana around us again.
Okay, so what I will say is that you cannot get caught up into how you perceived her physically here, you know, as far as what she did, maybe her lifestyle, et cetera. This is her actual true spirit energy. So the way this works, I'm going to just bring the energy down through myself from the light ship, source energy, and it will come right into your room. And you're going to have to command the energy. And this is one of the light beings that was also in Jesus, and you know her now, this light being presence as Princess Diana. So here she comes. Count to 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. She should be in the room of everybody right now listening. And how does that feel for you? Could be a lot of peace energy.
That's exactly what it is. It's peace. It's peace. It just feels good. The room feels wonderful. How many light beings are on Earth at any given time doing what you're doing?
Right now, there's only myself on this planet doing what I'm doing, especially from the light that activated. There are a couple here that are not activated. They just turn into regular people. And so I'm the only one that's here at this time. Only needs to be one person on the planet to do the healings. People ask me, well, how come there's not more? It only needs to be one. I'm prepared to heal a lot of people at one time. My mission should actually be out there doing auditoriums, stadiums to help people do the ascension process, which is to clean out your body of your genetic program from your past ancestors. And when you're in true life, there's no such thing as DNA, and there's no judgment. So when one life form tends to, as you go out in life, you choose your body, your spirit of who you are chooses the body. And then from there, that body is a blueprint, and you energize the blueprint. And then from there, that blueprint stays the same. It doesn't necessarily age or become older. You can change the manifestation of it if you wish, as, you know, a spirit. Like if you're a bird and you wanted to change the color of the wings of the bird or something, or the physical side, you could do that. That's your choice, free will, free choice. But when you, in a sense, we'll say, get tired of the experience of what you are living in at that time, you only have one life in the moment. So you're not a multidimensional being like we talk about. That's another a teaching of the New Agers from dark. Remember, there's true life, which is peace energy, not love, but peace. And then you have the light of the dark, and the light of the darkness is what is cloned after the true light. So everything that you know about here, about things that happen to you, karma, everything else, these energies that you think are light, could be manifested in true life, but there's no judgment involved. It gets a little tricky here because most people don't understand true life. People say, I'm bringing the light every day. I'm heart-centered. Well, you're heart-centered in the light of the dark. And being heart-centered in the light of the darkness, it will look the same thing to you as true light. In fact, when you die, you go through the tunnel of light. That's the light of the darkness, too. Go into your soul family that's created by darkness. And I'll use the word darkness, aliens, as the same thing. Okay? Aliens are controlling this planet through mind control. And whatever else they do, the ship piles up in the sky. I could probably go on quite a long time with the alien agenda here, because I am definitely helping to clean it out of here to bring back people's free will, free choice. And that's what you're supposed to have in life. But the with the energy of when you do the your reincarnation process, that's basically the light of the darkness. You go to that, they tell you that you have to come back for another lifetime, and you're stuck here. And, you know, I could go on and on, but maybe I'll have you ask some questions here if you need to.
I've got a question from Curious in our chat room. And Curious wants to know what happens to those that cannot or just don't ascend. I think we all want to know that. And how do we know if we're going to ascend or if we're stuck here forever?
Well, yeah, normally I get this question asked at the very tail end of that feeling, but I'll answer that because the answer is not a really pleasant one, okay? First thing is that if you're here listening or you're on this planet in general right now, you lost the ascension 2,000 years ago. So another way of stating that is that when Jesus walked the earth here and he had 12 different lifetimes at once, he was communicating to almost everybody on the planet here for ascension. And they somehow never got it. Or if they did get part of it, what happened was the dark side, the aliens create the alien timeline when you have your deja vu and you lose your keys, etc. So that they take you on an alien timeline and they could abduct you and move you into another reality that you think that you're in the earth right now or on the earth. So they create the cloned earths, cloned bodies of you. And so what happened last time for most of the population, I'll say, you know, I could probably say all the population, almost be completely correct there. They took people off when ascension time was just starting. And at that point, they went into a parallel universe, if you want to call that, parallel timeline, parallel life, and you were living Earth just like you were before. Didn't know the difference. The Earth did not do the ascension 2,000 years ago. It was planning to. And from there, everybody was in the land of darkness, still living a life like they're living right now. There's no difference to it. That you could be on a timeline right now living life and hearing what I'm talking about right now as a clone body. So as they went into this dark side universe, the ascension time happened. What happens at ascension is that the light creation, the light chip turns off. All its creative energies, the light that's keeping things alive, the frequency of light, everything is turned off. So all of a sudden you have a void. You could call that darkness, but it's not the same darkness that the dark side is doing. So there's nothing created where the light was. Everything is gone. And then the light collects all of its frequencies, all of its energy that it created. And then at that point it chooses to, at some point, this is through all the universe of light, it turns the light back on again and everything starts over again. So it's a way that you can have the cleansing of darkness taken out of the light. And not all universes of light, say, is in dark. We're in darkness. We're taken over by darkness on this planet. But the Earth Spirit, because nobody ascended, said, well, I'm going to stick around here for another energy. And the Earth Spirit is a male energy. Somehow people think it's female because of maybe a woman giving birth. But it's actually a male spirit. And the male spirit here is collecting itself again, like it did 2,000 years ago. And when it gets all of its pieces collected out of the darkness feels spirit. I use the word spirit instead of soul, but when it does that, it...
I need to interrupt you. Hold that thought, and we're going to be right back. I am talking to Ron Amatron, and if you want to go over to his website, which is creationlightship.com. During the break, you do that, creationlightship.com. And also get over to talkstreamlive.com and give a vote for Radio RMN, the real media network. And we'll be back.
Close your eyes and look up in between your brows. Then slowly breathing in, give a life force. What would you say if someone told you the future was wrapped up in a single being from another planet, and then your friend went on to say she was married to that man? This happened to an amazing woman that we're all familiar with, Raylan Allen. In her amazing book, The Obregon Chronicles, she describes just how she met this man and blessed and cursed the day they found each other. In an audible voice to her, warned her not to go into the room where he was standing unless she was prepared for her entire life to change. The attraction was too much. It turned out to be too much for either of them. As the book chronicles their exploits together, she takes you on a ride that none of us could expect. The book reads like the highest of science fiction novels, except one thing. It was real. It was true. To view a sample chapter, skip on over to the Rumor Mill News Reading Room and click on the banner for the Obregon Chronicles. And if you reach inside this book, be prepared for your whole view of life to change. Yes, it is that powerful.
Hello, fellow patriots. This is Big John Lipscomb. I've been in the patriot movement since 1991. 20 years, and I have watched my worst fears and greatest concerns for this nation emerge. Yet, here we are, all of us, still standing strong against those that wish to enslave the world. It is my nature, like yours, to trust very few people. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Show me what you've done, if you intend to win my support. With that in mind, I trust one man more than all others in this patriot movement. It is my good friend, Joe McNeil, and his terrific radio network, The Micro Effect. I urge you to do as I have done and financially support this true patriot with a monthly donation. Check it out on the left side of the website, themicroeffect.com.
Will 2012 bring the Mayan end of world or the global banking collapse? In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. This week, Mike unleashes three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I believe it is clear our federal government is overgrown and overweight. Indeed, it is time our government should go on a diet.
There's millions of people in this country that don't think they really grasp what really could happen.
The New Deal and the Fair Deal were bold measures for their generation. But now this is a new generation. And we stand today on the edge of a new frontier.
Let no one be in any doubt. The rules of the game are changing.
You're listening to the Micro Effect Radio Network, the gem of the mountains. Learn more about the Micro Effect at themicroeffect.com.
The era of big government is over.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind. Above the dark despair shines a light.
And I welcome you back. You are listening to Radio RNN. My name is Raylan Allen, and I'm the publisher of RumorMillNews.com and have been for almost 15 years now. And my guest today is Ron Amatron, and his website is creationlightship.com. And, Ron, I want to welcome you back. I'm using an iMac. It's brand new. I'm still trying to figure out how to use iMacs, and the sound is really awful to me. So I'm going to have to get an iMac specialist to tell me how to, you know, what kind of microphones and earphones that I'm supposed to use with this new computer. But Ron, I hope that you remember where it was that we left off, because I have done about 100 things in that break.
You're asking me. I remember about ascension.
We were asking the question about ascension. What happens to those of us who didn't ascend last time? And evidently, I didn't ascend last time.
Yeah, and you may not have ascended for a long time. For every 2,000 years, humanity here and the universe of life, since we're in time, they just take 2,000 years. Just a little interesting, because the light is not in time, but it does know about what happened. So every 2,000 years, and the darkness knows that every 2,000 years, there is a ascension point happening. When it's going to be is hard to say, but it will happen. And if you're still here, it means that you could have missed, for 50,000 years, it means that you have missed 25 ascension points.
Now, that's interesting. I've been here 50,000 years, so I've missed 5 ascension points. Why have I missed?
Typically, at the end of the 2,000-year period, or approaching the 2,000-year period, like we have today, we have the New Age philosophy coming out. The last 100 years here, as you know, we have a lot of alien devices coming here, inventions, etc. Remember, all that we have here is when people tune in and get their creativity, they are using the mind of the dark mind energy. Mind energy was never created by the light. So they're being downloaded, using the word channeled, information on how to do invention. These are all alien inventions. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want anybody to leave here at this time. So the last 100 years, they brought forth all these wonderful inventions, like what we have right now on the computer. So if you look at the computer is much like our mind. As programmed. The aliens gave us programs to use. That's why we have timelines that we live on, and a multitude of clone bodies that take up our space. But the actual ascension point, what happens is, the reason why you probably did not ascend is that somebody came in, some other teaching, some type of earth magic, sun, moon worshiping, whatever was around at that particular time for humanity. It probably became very strong because of darkness, all of you, and it allowed the programs to work in your body, and you did not do the ascent because they took you sideways on the information.
Okay.
And that's what happened with Jesus 2,000 years ago also. Remember, he said one nice thing on the cross, if you remember reading in the Bible. He said, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That could be entities, mind control transmissions being sent to them, shapeshifters in the bodies, all different types of things that are known to me and maybe a lot of the listeners out there, and you lose your consciousness. And but then you get somewhere else in your thoughts, because the thoughts control you. Remember, the dark side, the aliens gave you the mind energy. Before that, it was heart energy. And the heart energy was not a small voice. It was in your whole body. That's your spirit. They covered up your spirit and went into minds. Now you have all the thoughts about it dead. Right. And all the thoughts are theirs.
Who are these aliens?
There's thousands of them. There's, we know a few of them that people talk about here. Now maybe you might know half a dozen names or so. The aliens are still, one thing we talk about, since we know about them, they're still in duality. So they're basically no better than what we are. Maybe a little higher consciousness. They may have more inventions. They might have a lot more high-tech stuff. They're UFOs that they fly around in, et cetera. But basically, they're controlled just like we are. So that's what I use the word as above, so below. So the aliens are being controlled by some other aliens. Nobody wants to be controlled, but that's the program that they're in and the program that we're in also. So people say, Ron, are there any good aliens out there? I go, well, show me one. Which ones aren't controlled? Ones that are probably not controlled, that are still in life. you know, are not going to be seen or even talked about typically. And remember, the aliens that people do talk about could have been created by the light. They switched over, much like people here who were nice one day and bad the next. So it all depends how they're taken over and what their kudos are, we'll say, as why they switched over into some type of darkness energy. Some of the darkness energy gives you duality, and it gives you emotion. And the light does not have any of that. So we left the light probably because of our free choice, free will. We wanted to experience something. And it could also be much worse than that. But basically, in duality, you have emotions. You have up and down energy, you know, good and bad, yes, no, stop, go. In true light, there's no such thing. Everything is perfect. You don't judge anything. So we actually judge the light, and that created duality, and that's basically why we're here, because we're experiencing duality. To do the ascension, you must get the duality out of you.
Let me read what one of our chat roomers said. He or she said, sometimes I feel like who I am, but at the same time, I feel as if I have a dark side. And she says, I fight always.
Yeah. That could definitely, that could be a shapeshifter coming in. It could be an entity. Entities are emotional bodies that people pass on, what you call ghosts. They come into our body. But what I'll do is I'll do the mind a heart drop for people. Now, it's a very simple technique. It's on my website too. How to do this, but what you do is you can just visualize, if you like, an elevator, and the 10th floor is your thoughts, side of your head, okay? So that's the darkness energy, your thoughts. I'm going to drop that into your heart. So think of an elevator going from the 10th floor down to the first. And this I recommend people doing, you know, a few times a day, if not more, and this will put you into peace. Remember, source energy is only peace. Spirit knows peace, and your spirit in your heart center will not allow darkness to come into it. So here we go. I'll count this through this process out loud for you. I'll probably drop you down doing this about five times. You can do yourself. This is not hypnosis, so don't think because I'm counting that it's some kind of energy, you know, that being attached to you. This is spirit connecting to your thoughts, putting them into your heart center. So here we go. Dropping down, so 10. You might actually feel your thoughts move down from your, say, your forehead, you know, to your eyes, throat, neck, et cetera, down to your heart. But here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That feels pretty good. So now you're in peace. And it's really hard to have you can't have a negative or a positive thought when you're in peace energy. There's no judgment. Remember, source energy does not judge. So once you understand that, you wonder, why is the Bible full of judgment? Okay? Well, that's an alien race that brought that forth to us to understand. And there is some good information there probably, but once you're in judgment, then you're in darkness. So, and it's hard to probably think now or analyze what I'm saying because you're in peace energy. I do this at the episodes that I go to. People don't normally ask questions when I drop them into their heart because there's no questions there.
That's true. I'm just sort of in bliss right at the moment.
Yeah, this is what it's like to be in source energy.
Yeah, it just feels wonderful. Truly wonderful. But I sure certainly can't think of any questions. I'm glad that I wrote some down before, you know, we started the show. So let me read a different, your information seems to come from a different origin. You're certainly not mainstream. And, you know, rumor mill is really out there. But, Ron, I got to tell you, you're farther out than anybody I know.
Yeah, way out. I would say that I'm an alien to the aliens here.
Yes, that it. And you know, I have to ask you, how do I want to put this? It's almost as if you are so far removed from even the aliens that we've got here that you are an alien to the aliens.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
And how do they deal with you? Because I know that you've had something to do with, you know, the earthquakes in Colorado and the earthquakes in Virginia. Do you want to talk about what happened during those earthquakes and what your part was, if any?
Well, I can tell you that I've been, first of all, I came here to teach ascension to people so they could attend. And doing healings on people, when I first put up the website, a long time ago, I think it was 2005, I only had like four clearings on it. I had a emotional whole lifetime clearing, a mental whole lifetime clearing, what I call it a sensory clearing, which is your past life emotional energies being released. These are all dark side energies that attach to us, to our energetic visible body.
Yes.
And then I had a foreign one, which would connect you to your twin flame energy. Home base, and those are severed from you, everybody here. It's very, unless you have a twin flame here, which is hardly, you know, maybe 1,000 people, I'd say, if most have a twin flame here on the planet. But
what is the twin flame?
Okay, the twin flame energy is when you're first created, because you need like a reflection in a sense, somebody to talk to. You're created as one spirit, and as you leave the light ship, and you go to your home base energy, this is where every spirit that is, that leaves the light ship, and I have to talk about time now because I have no other way to explain it. But I have to get into the human terms, the terms of time. But we'll say you leave the light ship at, say, 12 noon, and, you go out, and you go to a home base planet, and it could be something else, but we'll just keep it very simple here. So the planet is where all of you spirits are that left the light at the exact same frequency and time. From there, you decide what bodies you want to go into, and you go come and go to that planet whenever you choose to. Now, what you have is the twin flame. So your twin flame energy is the other half of you, and that also goes out. So you go out, maybe we'll say, to a planet A, and your twin flame goes to planet C. I mean, you go to planet C. So your twin flame, will say, just using human things, turns into a turtle, and you decide to become a tree. And you can go back to your home base energy now and talk to your other half and show what it's like to be this particular life form. Then you go out and you do your experiences. Then you can go back and forth whenever you choose to. So your twin flame is your other backup. But when you came here, since you're only one half of who you really are, you lost the communication. The dark side severed your communication from your twin flame and also your home base energy. Now, there could be millions of spirits on your home base energy, and they're there to also show you their incarnation in the planets of light. So all of a sudden, you lost what you call here like your soul family. The dark side recreated that same scenario as your soul family. In the light, it would be called your home base. And that's who you go to after each incarnation. So when your spirit got stuck here and had a barcode put on it, so you could not leave the tracking barcode, they kept you held captive here in your soul family. The soul family then gives you spiritual contracts and agreements. But the main thing is you lost half of your power, in a sense, your communication to true light, from your home base and your twin flame. You're only half here. And this is what you're looking for. This is why people look for spirituality, because they're trying to find their twin flame, the other half of them. This is why you buy things, and why you feel lonely, because dark side did this to you. So you're always searching for your other half and your true spiritual connection to source, which would never be found here because the dark side severed. They just copied it. Like a copy and paste, created everything that would look like light here, and it's not. What I'll do is bring in, but I'll have you, all the listeners right now, I want you all to bring in the energy that you think is white light. That's used a lot that people talk about. And then I'll bring in source white light for you. I'll give you a minute to do this.
So we'll just have everyone see the white light surrounding them. Or coming down into their crown chakra flow throughout the body so that everybody is in a white light bubble filled with white light. All of our listeners are filled with white light and inside a white light bubble. And so how does that feel, everyone?
I'll give you 10 seconds to integrate that so you can really see what this is like here. Now, this is the light of the darkness white light. As you were not taught what true white light is because it was never here. Here we go. Now I want to bring in true source white light to you. Again, I'll count to five to command the energy. Here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. There.
And you know, Ron, the very first time I ever experienced one of your healings, it was about a half-hour healing, and within the first 10, 15 seconds, I fell sound asleep, and I'm having to fight to stay awake and alert to do this radio show. Because even that, even bringing in the white light, it just dropped me down to such a serene state of peace that I just wanted to sink down into it and I don't know, revel in it. It was so beautiful. But I do feel like if I had allowed myself to give in to the feelings, then I would have fallen asleep right here on the radio.
Yes, and that energy will do healings on you. I'll have to talk about that a little bit here. In true light, the light does not see any imperfections in you. And that's why you have to command or ask for a healing. I'll be doing samples on this program too a little bit later here. But you have to ask for a healing because light does not judge you. Whatever you're going through, maybe you have a broken finger or maybe a sunburn or something. Well, the light, and it's bothering you, whatever that would be. Well, the light doesn't see that. It just sees you as a pure divine light being, and you're experiencing what you choose to experience. Even though for you it might be very painful. You must request a healing. And this is what I do when I take people on my conference calls. I have three a week, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. And the Monday and Friday ones are $20 for a one-hour light dip healing. We go to the light ship, and I'll be doing that in this program. If you just remind me, take some notes here, please, because I'm in the moment, and time goes by very quickly for me. Well, when I see word, when I look at words to read, being in the moment, I have to actually look at each letter and then make that letter turn into a word and then to figure out what that letter or what that word means. So I don't really read. I can't read. I might be able to take in maybe four or five words, but I just look at them, like stare at them, and I don't have any a way of interpreting what those words are until I step into darkness, which is the time-based reality, and get into that the programming in order to see what those words mean. So when I do programs, I'm in the moment completely, and I don't have any thoughts to what I'm planning to tell you. I'm just talking, okay? So the light beams are in me doing what they need to do, to help people, humanity. But when you do have healing, you have to request what your condition is, because they're not going to judge you and say, this person has, something wrong with them. We're going to fix that. No, they just see it as a creation that you created. And right. They'll never take away your creation.
Oh, my. Ron, would you give out the email address that people can email you and ask questions during? I hope you can stay with us for 2 hours because people are loving this. I can tell.
I don't have it in front of me this second opened up on a computer, but if you wish to send me a question, you can write this down. It's CLS, which stands for Creation Light Shift. So CLS and the word question, plural, and then MILL, M-I-L-L. So CLS questions, excuse me, R-MILL, for radio, okay? CLS questions, R-M-I-L-L, at Yahoo. And if you'd like to have a question answered, then in the subject location, the subject box, put down the Monday, which will be my Monday shows, and put the date that you'd like to have that question addressed. And then I'll go in there before the program and take some notes on what I need to address for people. But it, like I said, it's very difficult for me to read things because I'm in the moment. In the moment, there is no the brain that we have, that everybody has, does not, for me, doesn't function like it would for you. I'm in the moment.
Oh, I understand. And so, folks, for today, if you want to have any questions, if you've got questions and you're out in our listening audience and not in our chat room, you can send it to radioquestion@earthlink.net, radioquestion@earthlink.net. And I'm still capable of reading in the moment. I hope, you know. I haven't tried it in a little bit. Maybe I'm not capable of reading in the moment. But anyway, I hear the music, and so we will be right back. Please go over to TalkStreamLive.com and give a vote for Radio RMN. Let all these mainstream people know how much you like alternative media. And Ron and I will be right back here on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network.
Are you getting harassed by debt collectors? Do you cringe when the phone rings or when getting your mail? Are you having problems with your mortgage? Had enough and don't know what to do? Well, whatliesinyourdebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold hard cash. Discover how many people like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution.
In America, politicians are about to vote on the creation of a police state and a permanent state of war everywhere on Earth, including the homeland, mein Führer. The U.S. Senate will be voting on a bill that will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison, without charge or trial, civilians anywhere in the world, including America. Let's just go over that again because it may seem insane or unhinged at first. The American president wants the power to arrest and detain anyone, anywhere, indefinitely, without charge or trial, forever. Yes, it still sounds insane.
Will 2012 bring the Mayan end of world or the global banking collapse? In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. This week, Mike unleashes three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
Boom! Boom!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
Wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
You are listening to The Micro Effect. Micro broadcasters covering 194,000 square miles and bringing the people's voice to little towns all across America.
Future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect affect you in the future.
Serving the planet, the Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.